This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Wake up, Atlanta. Metallica is here tonight. And woo. Braves fans, you got a head. This is probably not the one you wanted. This is Bo, a.k.a. Big Papa Squid, Morgan. And he's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She's Phoenix. Our resident tofu-eating vegan. She's the first lady of Atlanta baseball. Maybe she called for the head that rolled. Miss Allie Mack. And we throw a dial line that plays video games on Twitch in the middle to combine the forces to make up one morning shift. Man, I'm ready to roll, guys.
Yeah, you also have Top 5 Tuesday today, too, which I'm so stoked about.
So
you look terrified.
Well, no, I'm not terrified. I'm ill. I'm ill because I should have done Top 5 bands I want to see live or have seen live. But I just said, oh, let's do Top 5 songs because why not make it as hard as possible? And
yeah, it's always got to walk that fine line.
The songs breed songs because every band probably has like every band that I like the bands I'm going through, they have like 3 to 4 songs. I'm like, oh, no, wait, got to pick. No, do I want to see that one? No, no. And then you got to go, hey, you know, you can't pick too many slow songs. You can't pick, you know.
Allie, have you noticed he's avoiding the word subcategory? Like so, he's purposely like, I'm not going to say it.
So no. This I'm going to absolutely say it when I the preface is.
Got him.
And I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys, these are the songs I want to see live.
That's
when I go to a concert.
Well, and there's so much thought that went into this because you have isolated yourself for the last half hour or so, making sure that your list is absolutely perfect for today. I appreciate the effort there.
Well, that's not all. I ran some, last night was iRacing League, so I ran practice laps. And also, I had the mini fridge disaster that happened where the floor was still wet, and I was like, why does it smell like a locker
fungus
room in here?
Oh, no.
So
in your office?
In my basement.
In your basement, okay.
And so pulled the fridge out, baking soda powdered it, vacuumed it, let it sit for a couple hours. I've also got the fan down there rolling. I still got a fan rolling right now. And I've got it under. I've done it on the top and under the carpet. I propped it up. And so while I was doing all that, I sat down for literally 45 minutes and wrote like what I thought was going to be a 10 song list. It's like 35 of songs I wanted to see live. And I go, and then I looked at it in my head.
It's not Top 35 Tuesday.
No. Okay,
just my head starts doing this. Pounding, and I go, you know what? I'll deal with this in the morning. So then I got in the car and listened to live songs the whole way down here. Just to make sure they feel like either I remember them sounding live mm-hmm. or what I want them to. So,
Mike, with your process of doing Top 5 Tuesday, because you've done the most, the rest of us have just done one or two.
Yeah.
Did you ever have that moment where you had to take a step back to get some clarity on what you're putting together?
Oh, for
that
sure.
sounds like what Bo had
for
to
sure.
do.
I mean, the only one I've ever done 10 on was Will Ferrell movies.
Okay.
And that was just impossible. Like, it's just impossible. But yeah, I mean, eventually you get to a point after I did, I don't know, I probably have done 30 Top 5 lists,
yeah,
something like that. And I just got to a point where I was like, I don't care what anybody thinks. This is my list. I'm stepping out. Yeah, I don't even care.
Well, I so appreciate that.
You know what's funny? Is I've got like 7 or 8 songs I've already tabbed up to where Dylan needs to start them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that's not going to work. How's that going to work?
Yeah.
I just went to put a song in the top 5, and I'm like,
hey, my female.
There's not a slot for it.
Oh, no.
There's not a slot for it.
You can only have like one honorable mention today, Bo.
Yeah.
I'm going to have two.
Okay. Mm. Well, two.
I don't know. We're breaking rules. It's okay.
Well, they're my rules. It's my top 5 list.
Well, so I'm not sure if you guys saw, but quite a few updates came out since the last time we were in this studio. So I want to go around the room and get our headlines for the day. Bo, what's your headline?
Freddie's back, just not the Freddie you wanted.
Mike?
Turns out, you know, the front office of the Braves thought that this team needed some emotion as well, mm-hmm. just like I did yesterday. So that's interesting.
I'm sorry,
it's Dylan Stern.
I don't think that's what you think it is.
Things got passionate at Falcons OTAs yesterday,
wow.
and I like it.
Wow, I love it.
Yes. Well, we are going to cover that, the OTAs, all the updates that we got yesterday at 6:20, but we do have to talk about the update with the Braves. We've got a new but familiar face at third base now.
It's the most inbred third base coaching position of all time.
No, like, it's the most Braves thing of all time.
It's just so, like, it's like, hey, it's just, let's just spin around a circle. Brian Snicker's the third base coach. Oh, you know, hey, Freddie Gonzalez, third base coach. So we're just going to move, like, we're just going to move pieces around.
Well, in his defense, this piece was gone for a while.
I know. That's what's so funny about it. It's like, oh, man, you remember when Freddie was the third base coach? Oh, he, you know, he was such a fire guy. We really loved him. Let's bring it back. Let's just bring it back. Let's do the same thing we were doing.
Well, I remember when they fired Freddie and said, we're going to put Brian Snicker in.
Exactly.
And you know what I said that day? You know, I like literally, I remember.
I hope you said, that ain't going to work, man.
No, I did. I said, well, you know what I said? You know, actually, the reality of what I said was, because I've been in this city my whole life, and I've been doing this sports radio thing for a while now. I haven't been talking the whole time, like, you know, regularly. I've been producing and talking, and now I'm just talking. And I said, oh, that, because Braves fans were complaining, we want something different. We mm-hmm. want a fresh voice. We want this. I go, so you fire a guy who's been in the organization for, like, I don't know how long, and you replace him with a guy that's been in the organization for, like, 60 years? I go, tell me how that's going to work out for you. You want a different voice, and you bring in, like, almost the same voice? And it, look how stupid I look, because it worked. Because they ended up going on runs, winning a World Series mm-hmm. with Brian Snicker. And I've admitted multiple times that I was wrong on that. You said, oh, you want a fresh voice, a fiery voice? I'm not sure this is either
no,
one.
No, it's not.
I mean, Freddie will scream at you. Freddie sure does get mad at times. I mean, I've seen him get thrown out a few times. But
maybe that's what it'll be.
You got another bald guy with a goatee. Maybe so, I mean, I don't know what the hell you're doing here.
This is the managerial version of going to the bullpen. Where you're not going to, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to get rid of Snicker, but mm-hmm. you're like, you know what, let's bring in an alternative. Like, whenever we think, you know, that somebody needs to be chewed out or we need to argue with an umpire, we'll just buzz down to the dugout. We'll send Freddie out there. You know what I mean? Like, Brian Snicker doesn't have to do it. We'll just send Freddie out there to yell at somebody.
Well,
we know he's good at that.
But then he gets thrown out, and now you still don't have a third base coach you trust.
Nah, that's
the whole point of this move.
That's a problem for future Snicker.
Is Snicker going to go out there and coach third base?
He might. He's done it before, obviously. You know what I mean? Just work in circles here.
Well, and the fears I kept seeing on Twitter was, is this the Braves succession plan?
No.
Exactly. I just felt like we needed to address that. There's no way that's going to happen, right?
No.
No, I don't believe that. I think this is, look, I don't know what Stent's future is, but it does seem like retirement is on
imminent.
The cusp for him after this year. I think that if you bring in a young man, it clearly shows you that the front office has control over a lot more of these moves than you guys realize.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Snicker ain't firing people. I don't think Brian Snicker wants to fire people, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to kind of do what he does, which is manage the lineup card and kind of talk to players and be that father figure at times and all that stuff. But no, I think though that you do have is you have a good coaching staff for whoever does step in and if they want to keep some of these guys. Because look, you got how many former managers now you got in that dugout? Walt, Snitz, a manager.
Yeah.
Freddie, former manager. Mm-hmm. Now Kranix wasn't, but he's a hell of a pitching coach.
Yeah. It's I think that Braves fans wanted something to happen.
Yes.
Right. I think that and I think we've all kind of expressed that in different ways that you needed something to kind of shake up the environment because so many times it's like this is exactly what we talked about yesterday, right? So many times over the last year plus, you've looked at it and go, well, this guy's coming back from injury or this is going to happen or, you know, you are what the back of your baseball card says you are. But here we are, and I said this a week ago, when you get post-Memorial Day, then all of a sudden, like, you are what you are,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think that you start searching for answers, and it's clear that the front office was not happy with what was going on, and they feel like they needed a shakeup. I don't think this is enough. I don't know what this does for you, honestly, but.
Well, I think and Alex said that. He said, look, we've lost games by who we've sent. When we've sent him from third home, this has nothing to do with the Eli White thing, which he wasn't sending him. Eli White misrepresented what the signal was. He got confused of what a stop sign looked mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not ripping on Eli, but this is what happened. But there were a couple of times where you've seen guys sent there. You're like, why are you sending him? Why is Ozzy free ranging there? And I think maybe that this gives, and you know, look, maybe you didn't trust Tuiasosopo
right.
as much. And so you gave, but Freddie's not. I would expect that wouldn't happen on Freddie. He's got a little bit more of a. He's a little more. He is more fiery, though. I will say that he's got a little bit more of a.
He's got an edge.
Yeah. So, I do think though one thing you go back to the May thing. Yes, you are what you after May. You seemingly are what you've been the first couple months. But what I see is a team that has had a great stretch of baseball
mm-hmm.
and a couple poor stretches. I don't know which one is necessarily the real team. Maybe the team is just a average team that's going to be right around, you know, and an average team in baseball, I think, is an 89-win team. I think a 90-plus win team is a good team. But, look, the Braves after May in 21 and I believe 23, too, or I think it was 23, were not great. One of them
Braves at this point in 2021 were two games under 500. I looked it up earlier.
Yeah, so they're very similar to where they were, and you go back even longer. There's some good talent on this team, and no, I don't think they've hit their stride yet. I think they had a really good stretch. I think this has some terrible stretches.
Well, here's the sobering part of what you just said because I went and looked it up earlier. I was like, you know, this team was not good in 21. Caught fire numerous times throughout August, mm-hmm. right, and through the end of the season. The problem is. The other teams in your division are much better this time around than they were in 21, right? That's what it comes down to, and I got it right here, right? You go back to 2021, here's where the division was at on June 1st. The Mets were in first, 27 and 21.
Mm.
The Braves were in second, 25 and 27, and Philly was in third, 26 and 29. You look at it right now, Mets are 38 and 22, Phillies are 36 and 23.
Well,
the Nationals are in front of you at 28 and 31.
I can't remember. My year's running together. I think it was 22. Might have been 22 where the Braves were down like 10 games going into June to the Mets. And that ended up being a division title. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I think that's ridiculous to think that. I'm just saying it's not unprecedented.
Yeah. We'll talk more about the Braves, obviously, in the Tuiasosopo news throughout the rest of the show. When we come back, we're going to talk about Falcons OTAs. There's one thing that Bijan Robinson wants to erase from his game. I'll tell you what it is coming up on the other side. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 6:23 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, a Metallica morning for Poe. He's headed down to the bins tonight.
This song is making me regret which song I want to hear live from them right now.
Have you ever been to a, we'll get into Falcons in just a second. Have you ever been to a center stage? Either one of y'all ever been to a center stage concert? I haven't.
Yeah.
I've never been to a center stage concert.
Garth, that opened Mercedes-Benz Stadium, was a center stage concert.
Yeah, okay.
Driving and Crying, I've seen there.
You've seen Driving and Crying, huh?
Yeah.
That's a center stage concert.
No, now you guys, the wires are crossed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She is saying center stage, the place.
Oh, no.
He's talking about the stage.
You're talking about
the
venue. Center stage, the venue.
Yeah, were you not talking?
No. I'm talking about one that's not a. It's not. Yeah.
Hey,
in the round is what you're talking
what
about.
What is it called?
In the round.
In the round.
When they're in the middle of the.
Okay.
That's in the
like
round.
A technical music.
No, that's just
term.
What it's called.
Oh, okay.
I saw.
I mean, technical is what it's called. That's yeah.
I saw Metallica in Birmingham with a center set up or in the round.
Yeah. To my point, where do you think the name of the venue center stage came from? I don't know. I'm just kidding. I was completely joking.
But you know, allow me to translate for you too.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for uncrossing those wires for us.
I knew exactly what
I have been to that center stage, by the way.
Although I'm impressed you've seen Driving and Crying, because I've seen Driving and Crying a couple of times. They're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm a big Driving and Crying fan. Or I was at one point. I don't listen much anymore. But like I used to. Like, you used to hear it more on the radio. I used to listen to the radio.
One last question, Bo, before we get to the Falcon stuff. I do want to get to the Bajan cut, and obviously they announced a couple of things yesterday, but I know you. You have, 35, 40-minute drive-in?
Yeah.
What was the one that you were like, oh, I can't wait to hear this?
Oh, I was listening to songs I was going to play today.
Oh, okay. So you weren't listening to Metallica, per se.
Well, one Metallica song came on.
He always pulls in the parking deck just letting it eat. And I'm like, man, this guy right here.
Well, Inner Sandman was eating this morning.
Okay.
Was playing. But, dude, every time I hear a Metallica song, I'm like, like, especially from that 80s era, I'm like, I love that song. That might be my favorite one. I mean, there's one song that I've seen them a couple of times, and I don't remember every song they played. I want to say they might have played it, but there's one song that's completely, like, a deep track off of Injustice for All album that I wish they would play so badly. Yeah. Because it starts with, like, the Wizard of Oz thing, the All We Owe. Song's called Freight Ends of Sanity, but that's the way it starts on the album. And when it hits, like the guitar riff comes in with Kirk Hammett, it is so awesome. And I've completely lost most of the audience.
We don't have time now. I want to get this conversation later, Allie, about how many names of albums you know from your favorite singers, because I couldn't even freaking tell you.
We're
like,
in a different era where album names just album are names not just the same.
Aren't quite a thing. We'll get into that coming up a little bit later. Bo's got Top 5 Tuesday. We also got CJ Nikowski coming up today at 8:40. You don't want to miss that after the craziness at Truist Park yesterday and some of the meetings / other things going on with that team. Speaking of being excited, don't want to get anybody too riled up, but Bijan Robinson met with the media yesterday. I want you guys to listen really closely. I thought this was a really cool cut. Bijan Robinson was asked about creating more explosives.
It looks difficult, but it's not. I've been gifted to do stuff like this, so now it's on me and the O-line and the team and just the timing and, you know, how I see defenders and how I break down defenders, because I can break defenders down in holes and I can break them down two at a time, but, like, now it's like when it's those 50-yard runs, me and my coach joke all the time, like, we're done with 30-yard runs and all that stuff. And so, like, now it's time to get those, like, 60-yard, 50-yard. So I've been doing a lot more, like, explosive drills. I've been doing a lot more running 100 yards, like, sprinting, so we can be prepared for, obviously, God willing, those moments come in all the game.
Done with the 30-yard runs.
Am I the only one that I don't think it's ever been him. Like, I'm not blaming the offensive line. But I don't think it's ever. It always seems like there's one guy that someone misses or someone doesn't get. Or, like, I just don't feel like it's because Bijan can't run fast 60 yards. I really don't.
Well, and here's we can kind of get into this a little bit. When you draw up a play, a lot of there's always one unblocked. Mm-hmm. It's either the corner. It depends on what you're doing. But it's either the corner. You can push crack, right, where the wide receiver is pushing off on the corner, then cracking the safety, or he can just block the corner and stalk block the corner, or run him off on a go route up the field, and that leaves the safety kind of unblocked. So what you have to do, and Bijan talked about this a little bit yesterday, a little bit more in depth. You skinny up the safety and make him kind of square his feet so that you have to make him pick a side. And if you just cut through the line of scrimmage and keep going towards the sideline. He just, like, the safety has the angle, right? He's just, like, it's just very easy for a safety to go, all right, well, I'm going to use the sideline of my advantage. That's the 12th defender, and I'm just going to push him out of bounds. Bijan talked about it a little bit yesterday and was asked about skinnying up safeties and skinnying up guys in the secondary and just having the wherewithal, I think, and the overall understanding of the way he's being defended, right, to where he knows where the safety is going to come from. And that's what's so exciting about it is Bijan's like, he almost is saying it's time to take this thing to another level, right? Let me understand where the safety's at. Let me stand if it's too high, if it's single high, who's being blocked, and who's going to be the pursuit player that is unblocked in the hole. And it's kind of where he leads with the answer. He's like, it's not that difficult. I just have to think my way through it before it happens and have that vision.
So, in other words, what I heard is that he needs to learn how to read a defense.
No, that's not.
That's what I heard. That's what you just said. He's got to figure out where the safety's going to go.
Now, I will say, like, and I think that this is what he's alluding to, finding out where the unblocked guy will be, yes. I think he knows that more times than not. I just think it's a matter of, before I get to the hole or the line of scrimmage, knowing where that guy's going to come from. So when I get through this hole, I'm not going to be surprised by where he's standing.
And look, I think that sounded derogatory. That's not what I meant it by.
Yeah.
But what I think it is him learning more defenses, learning, watching. And I know that Bijan puts in all the work. I mean, I've gotten to be around the guy quite a bit in his 2 years here, and he's probably one of my top three people I've ever covered favorites. That's how much great this guy is. But what I'm saying is like when you watch enough film about how a team and you watch the tendencies of a safety or two, the safeties and how they play certain running backs and runs, you kind of figure out what they're doing. And now that's you reading and understanding, and that's just film study. That's what Jesse Bates does.
That's exactly right.
That's what the best quarterbacks do. That's not saying he doesn't do it now, but it's year three. He probably has a better understanding of it.
Yeah.
He probably understands these defenses more than ever.
You know who was the best ever at it? And I want to get to this piece of news that came out yesterday, but you know who was the best maybe of all time at doing exactly what he's talking about? Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson had the breakaway speed, but the vision of understanding the safeties. And if you go back to the end of Chris Johnson's career when he kind of resurrected things, he stopped being able to do it, to skinny up safeties. And like, you can go watch cut-ups, and it would – like, his time with the Titans, he'd get to the safety, and he'd skinny him up, and he'd make a cut, and he's just gone. You know, 2,000-yard season, it's gone. But then he got – like, he kind of lost a step, and he'd get to the point where he'd try to skinny him up, and the safety would tackle him open field, and you'd be like, all right, well, that was – we saw the window close. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the next level for Bijan Robinson. As well, I do want to get to this piece of news coming out yesterday. The Falcons are set to host the Titans for joint practices coming up in training camp. That'll be August 12th and 13th out in Flowery Branch at IBM Performance Field. And then, obviously, a couple days later, you got Friday's preseason matchup at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on August 15th at 7 o'clock.
What are those joint practices like? Because it's friendly, but still competition.
No, friendly is not a good word.
Okay.
And everybody... I doubt Allie was watching this, but when I was with when we were doing Hard Knocks, everybody saw the Harry Douglas fight with the Houston Texans. That was like these joint practices, and we actually did one. Allie, we did one. What's the name of the high school that I'm thinking of between Nashville and Flowery Branch? Was it Dalton? Yeah, it was Dalton High School. It was on the tip of my tongue. We did one at Dalton High School with the Titans. Just straight up rode a bus for 2 hours.
Okay.
Met up with them at for a 4-hour inter squad and autograph signing and all this other stuff. I mean, haymakers were thrown. It was a full on battle between those two teams. It's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
Yeah, the look on your face alone tells me.
Dude, it's
we rode the bus for 2 hours.
Hey, you go into an NFL practice and you're like, hey, we need to stay up, stay off the ground, you know, get our work done and make sure we do it in a timely fashion. You go against another team, it's like, dude, I don't care. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you need to stay off the ground.
Was it the Texans or the Titans that had the DB that just ran his mouth the entire time?
I had to be the Texans. Probably the one that Harry fought. I can't remember
his name, but he just didn't shut up the entire practice because we were up
Every team's got a guy like that, don't they?
Yeah, but
it's just like, dude, shut up.
I mean, most of them know kind of when to shut up. Maybe this is a moment to not talk, but he just talked constantly. Kind of reminds me of what's the guy that the Eagles just drafted out of Quinyon. Yeah, of course, Dylan knows the name.
Yeah. Dang.
Good pull.
Quinyon Mitchell.
That's the last time I help you out today.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hold on. I said, what's his name? And Dylan, you were so quick in my ear. I mean.
Well, that's what a producer is supposed to be, quick.
Yeah. Well, especially when it's your favorite team. Uh-huh. But he talks constantly. He did not stop talking when we played. And Dylan, you were there when we played Philly in Philly. He talked the entire time. Never stopped talking.
Yeah, you always have guys like that. But again, to Allie's point, I just it's so crazy when you go through these. I think we did it with Jacksonville. We did it with New England, Houston, obviously, Tennessee numerous times. I'm trying to think if there was one other team that might. Oh, Cincinnati that we did crossovers with. It's never fun.
Mm.
I think it's fun for fans, especially like New England came down. They had Tom Brady, Randy Moss.
Gotcha.
Like all these teams. That squad's up in Flowery Branch. You know what I mean? One of the greatest teams of all time in Flowery Branch. It's like, this is awesome. No, this sucks. As a player, you're sitting out there and you're going, dude, this is an absolute warfare. Anyways, stick with us here. We come back. We're going to hit a little bit of the front page, some of the headlines going on. We also got an Allie Mac drop.
Yeah, I think I've hit peak adulthood. There is something that I cannot stop doing on my way home, and it's so oddly satisfying.
Yes.
I'll share it next.
All right, we'll hit that on the other side. Stick with us in the morning show, Sports Radio 92.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere. with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
And again.
All right, here we go.
I got to give Dylan some credit, man. He is firing on all cylinders with this right now.
Are you gonna be okay to get all the way to, you know, what, 11 p.m. or midnight tonight? Are you gonna be all right with that or what?
Doubtful.
Because that's, dude.
Doubtful.
You got that new parent energy, dude, which is not energy at all.
Well,
it's just it's a battery drainer.
So we had something happen in iRacing last night that left me where I couldn't go to sleep. I maybe fell asleep at like 10:45 last night.
Mm-hmm.
She was up at 1 something.
Yeah, it's not good.
To the point where I was like, I got to give Amy some credit here. I go, no, just give me 30 more minutes. And then Amy's just like, and then all of a sudden you didn't hear anything. And I didn't say it. I didn't scream at my kid. But I was like, you just talk.
Yeah.
She's right there in the room. So I just was talking to her. I was like, just give me 30 more minutes, please. And you don't hear anything.
No, thanks. She's like, no.
And I was like, oh, God. And I went to get up, and Amy, like, popped up. She popped up like the Undertaker, you know, when you think he's down.
Yes.
She just, like,
not
rose
sure that's
up
the visual
quickly.
She wants floating out there, but yes.
Like, how quickly, you know, boom. And I was like, whoa. And then she came back. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I got her bottle already made. And so I went in there and helped her do the diaper, and then I picked her up to take her to do the bottle. And Amy's like, in here. And she's already sitting there. She's like, I got it. I was like, wow. So I texted her this morning. I said, thank you for, because nighttime is my time.
Right.
And she's like, thanks for doing it. She's like, nah, I could tell you needed your sleep. So it literally got me another hour.
Those are tough times.
I mean, you need that sleep for Metallica tonight. Are you going to be playing your favorite songs while you drive down there? Because sometimes that can hype you up a little too much and you lose all your energy.
I want you to answer that. Then I have a follow-up.
Probably not, because I think the smart thing to do would be Uber tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
good call.
You're not going to tell him to put on your music?
No. Here's what happens when we get in an Uber. the driver goes, either they don't say anything, and Amy's like, oh, how you doing? Or the driver's like, how are you? And then Amy goes, hey! And then the next thing I know, we're at our destination, and I've said like two words.
Gotcha. She handles the talking.
She does all the talking. She's very friendly. And then sometimes you get an Uber driver that doesn't want to talk to you, and those are my favorites.
Yeah.
I kid, but not really. I just don't. Amy's, she just talks, so I get to sit back and, you know, not say my words.
There you go.
For her, later.
My follow-up question, and we're going to get to the front page in just a second, talk about the College Football Hall of Fame ballot, but just real quick, do you know what the set list is tonight? Because we have one amongst us that will look up the set list and, you know, just ruin the surprise that you will feel, the electricity you will feel through your body.
Oh, my goodness.
Over here, she likes to look up the set list.
I do not have the set list, and if you care about me in any iota, even like me to the smallest degree, you would just keep that to yourself. Because I've seen Metallica a couple of times. I know that they're not Kiss, okay? They don't play the exact same show every time.
Right.
Right.
However, they know where their bread's buttered. They're going to play probably one or two songs from the latest album, and then that'll be when I, you know, walk back in. Well, of course, I'll be in the suite, so I'm going to hear it all. But I'll walk to that little park and grab something, and yeah, it was a humble brag.
Yeah.
And but that's when I'll go to the bathroom or whatever. But I want to enjoy the spontaneity. Yeah, whatever the word is.
There you go.
Thanks.
Bring it home.
Of the concert. That's
the electricity.
That is it. Like that's part of the enjoyment for me, is not knowing what they're gonna play next.
Yeah.
And then I do know this. They open every single show with The Ecstasy of Gold, which is from a Western movie. I'll let you pick the actor.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And it's a very big part of the movie, and they open it. It's one of my favorite movie soundtrack, non-lyrical songs ever.
1, 2, 3. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on The Morning Shift.
Well, we got a new College Football Hall of Fame ballot, and you know what's crazy about it for me is that these guys are from my day and age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Mark Ingram, obviously blocked for him his Heisman Trophy winning year. Cam Newton was at Auburn in 2010, which is right after I left Bama. RG3, same era. And then Ndamukong Suh also on the ballot, which, was he a senior in 2009 when I was a senior? I can't remember, but he was playing at the same time I was in college. But there you go. Mark Ingram, Cam Newton, Robert Griffin III, and Ndamukong Suh are all on the ballot this year. Look, the ballot Monday, the winner, the people that are actually going in to be announced in January, but there's 79 players, 9 coaches from this ballot, right? So when you look at this and you look at those four, they're all shoe-ins, right? Like, we're not kind of debating the fact that these four guys should be on the ballot, right?
Look, I was just thinking that there's a name. I was looking at all the other players on there, and I'm like, your name could show up there one day.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it
no,
could, probably because won't. You're an All-American.
Okay.
Which I believe is the criteria for a player.
I think it is, which is ridiculous to me, but yes.
You must have played your last year of football within 50 years, and I think right now you're still within that.
Within 50 years, I hope so.
So, you could show up on there at one point. I think that Mark Ingram, Cam Newton, RG3, and Ndamukong Suh are absolutely all College Football Hall of Famers. I don't think that... To me, that those guys, I don't see how any of those guys don't make it in.
Can I throw some of the other bigger names at you and see if you like any of these? How about Iowa's Brad Banks, Eric Bieniemy from Colorado, Dez Bryant, Oklahoma State, Kajana Carter from Penn State, Aaron Donald from Pittsburgh,
Aaron Donald,
Marvin Harrison, Syracuse, Josh Heupel, Oklahoma, James Laurinaitis, Ohio State. He was a dog.
A lot better than people realize.
Ryan Leaf, Washington State, Marshawn Lynch, Cal.
Ryan Leaf, yeah, I think.
Yeah. Simeon Rice, Illinois. And how about Peter Wart?
Peter Wart is absolutely a college. I'm sorry, but why is Peter Wart not in the College Football Hall of Fame at this point? The guy was playing in like 98, 99. He was electric. Like, remember when Reggie Bush and had all the, you know, like, Peter Wart was the wide receiver Reggie Bush before Reggie Bush was Reggie Bush. Like, Peter Wart was unreal. He was college
crazy.
Football. And I hated Florida State.
I was going to say, I mean, it just, oh, man. How about these three coaches, Larry Coker, Gary Patterson, Chris Peterson? Any of those three doing anything for you?
I think Gary Patterson and Chris Peterson should be Hall of Famers. Larry Coker is one that's hard for me because he's kind of like a Snitker.
Dude, I was going to say it. I was like, oh, here we go. I'm just glad you said it.
Long time.
So I don't have to be a Snitker hater.
Long time coach. Now, look, Snitker wasn't handed a team to win a title with. Snitker helped build that team into a winner.
That's probably fair.
Coker was handed a national championship roster.
He was handed a dynasty.
And won one, and I don't blame the second one not winning on him. I blame it on the referees and a terrible call. But he also destroyed a pro. He allowed a program to kind of disintegrate around him. But to me, Gary Patterson was a phenomenal coach. Put TCU on the map. And as far as a winner, and Chris Peterson, Chris Peterson's a college football Hall of Famer.
I tend to agree with that one as well, man. It just, you look back at some of the things. Really, all these guys on the list, it's like, I don't know how we leave some of these people off.
And I think Mike Leach will make it, too, because of the vote.
Sure.
If your name ends up on a list like this, how many text messages do they get overnight?
Yeah.
How your phone has to blow up so much that you can't respond.
If they end up and we find out in January that they're in there, granted, of the four headliners we mentioned, Mark Ingram, Cam Newton, RG3, and Ndamukong Suh, three of those guys won the Heisman Trophy, and another one was a defensive tackle that was actually a finalist. So their squad's probably like, yeah, man, yeah, we see it. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, same old, same old. Yeah, Heisman, got, you know, Hall of Fame, whatever. You know, big deal.
But, I mean, look at the impact Cam Newton had and RG3 had. And all four of those guys you just named had huge impacts. I think, and just don't get mad at me, but to me, if I had to pick between those four, Mark Ingram might be the last one in. And only because – That was a really, really, really good team. The offensive line had all Americans on it.
You buttered me up.
Julio Jones was on that team. The defense, I mean, don't get me started on that defense was phenomenal. They had all Americans over there, too. And it was a run first team
I think that Mark's impact, because remember, he won the Heisman Trophy as a sophomore. And then he gets dinged up as a junior and he just leaves, right? That was his last year. I think he missed like three or four games during his junior season. Never captured that much success. So he was kind of a flash in the pan. He really only started a full season one time in college, won the Heisman Trophy. Trent started taking carries away from him the next year. He got injured, and then he was in the NFL. So I'm kind of with you on that. Now, obviously, when you look at Cam Newton, that's a whole other boat. He played one season of college football at Auburn, and then it was like, I'm out. But he did enough in that one season to make it pretty recognizable.
Yeah, he had some moments as a freshman at Florida. Gets told to leave school. Goes to junior college, wins a national title there, and then goes and wins a national title at Auburn. So, yeah.
Pretty good player.
Now, it's time for Allie's Mic Drop.
No, it's Mac Drop.
Oh, Mac Drop on the morning shift. The Mac Daddy
make you up. I want you guys to be thinking about what you find oddly satisfying, because I'm going to ask you about it when I tell you my story.
I don't think I want to talk about that.
You know what I'm talking about. The first scoop out of a peanut butter jar, something like that. Something simple.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
I think I've hit peak adulthood because I got the most satisfaction out of something so mundane. It's been going on for a couple days now. I was out weeding this weekend. Yes, we're trying to take care of our yard because the HOA is on us.
Don't want to get another letter.
So I've been digging out the weeds out of our mulch. And yes, you are very clever if you're in my DMs this weekend when I posted a photo of me weeding and you said, trying to get the HOA off your back.
Yes,
got it.
Yes.
So while the weeding itself was incredibly satisfying, I understand gardening now because I had my headphones on. I made all my calls to the people that I need to get back in touch with, my family. I pulled up, you know, on Fubo. I watched the Braves game while I was out there. It was just so satisfying. I was out there for 3 hours. The bugs didn't bother me. It was amazing. But that's not the oddly satisfying part. Though I do believe that could be a new hobby for me. Now, every time I drive home, I am an eagle eye on those beds that I cleared out.
Yes.
I am just staring at my mulch, and I love seeing it so pristine and clean. I'm so proud of myself.
Yes.
Yes.
Every time I'm driving out my driveway, I'm like, yep, look at that black mulch.
I installed landscape lighting, like, in my beds around my house. We have big pine straw beds, and I installed landscape lighting, and I'm like, you know, lights on the trees and, like, around the border. Like, I found myself for the following 2 months, I have a motion sensor light in the driveway, and so I would literally pull out of the driveway, and then I'd wait until the motion sensor light would turn off so that I could get the full effect of the landscape lighting out there. It's just like, I'm like, I know that, like, somebody's watching me going, what is this guy doing every single morning when he pulls out? I'm waiting on the floodlight to go off so I can get the full effect.
You know what's funny is I cleaned the garage over Memorial Day weekend, and my garage had gotten so, I clean it twice a year.
Yeah.
And it had been gone, it had gone like almost a year. And part of it was pork chop kind of interfered with it, and it got so bad, you couldn't see the floor in some spots. Every time I've walked out there, even in the morning, I just like, I'll put my bag in my truck, and I'll turn around and look at the garage. And I go,
so much room for activities.
Look how good. I could come out here with a lawn chair and watch that computer monitor I have a Fire Stick plugged into.
You could do the same thing I did. Should I put a TV out here? Yeah, probably so. Yeah, I should put a TV.
Dude, every time I clean it, I'm like, gotta put a TV up.
Gotta put a TV up there and a mounted fan in the corner. Yeah.
I literally have a computer monitor that I have plugged into a power strip, and I've plugged a Fire Stick into it.
Yep. Why wouldn't you?
And I mean, but it's not hung. It's not like, it's not mounted. It's just like leaned up on one of the shelves. Yeah. And if you lean it the wrong way, it just powers itself off.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of streaming services now in those Fire Sticks, is we are not imprisoned to where your cable box is anymore.
I have a TV on my deck, like just completely away from everything that I ran a cord to. And I was like, man, this is so nice. Like, I can just walk out and worry about any of that.
Every TV in my house has a Fire Stick hooked into it.
Yeah, man. It's good stuff. So hopefully no letters for you.
No letters so far, hopefully.
Took you 3 hours.
No wonder
you got a letter.
Well, and underneath our... Thanks, Mike.
Damn.
Underneath our mailbox, I was digging in the mulch, and I found all these bulbs that just didn't sprout.
Oh, wow.
And so I was, like, pulling them out and everything, and I was thinking, does everybody see that I don't know what I'm doing? And then I thought to myself, I was like, anytime I drive by someone gardening, I don't think they don't know what they're doing.
No.
I look like a professional.
Yeah, you just fake it till you make
it. Exactly.
Yeah, like, nobody knows. It's like parenting. There's really not any secret to it. You just kind of go about it until things are done, and you're like, "All right, cool."
You gotta like get the lawn gaze where you like walk back away from it, the grass, and you just like kind of peer into
the 5 mile stare.
Yeah. Oh, that's happening a lot.
But
put your hands on your hips.
Yeah. I went in a couple times. Grant, come look at this. Look at the mulch.
I'm gonna tell you something. When someone drives by, they'll be like, "What?" She loves her. Look at how she's looking at her grass. She's taking care of business. And then you won't get no letters.
No matter
how bad it looks.
Yeah. Take that, HOA president. You and your pictures that you emailed us. I don't need it. All right, stick with us here on The Morning Show. If we come back, we're going to talk about more of the Falcons OTAs. There's an update on Kyle Pitts. And also, a little shoving match. Me and Bo aren't the only ones fighting these days. We'll talk about that on the other side, too. Stick with us at The Morning Show, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.